while you experience this podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed in your ears, you could also experience premium living in Parramatta too. 8 Phillip Street is a world-class 55-story tower with 2 restaurants and a rooftop bar. Final apartments are now selling. Google 8 Phillip Street now.
Hey, podcasters.
Yeah.
Big show today. Big show. We had Will Anderson come in. We had Carrie Bickmore come in.
Mm-hmm.
Julie Zamira, my husband's calling right now, thank God, because I left my... Hey, I'm just going
to... only taken 3 hours for him to call.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Were you avoiding my calls this morning?
No, I was too busy that I couldn't answer the phone.
Really? So busy, just you and Chella at home alone in the morning. What? You're so busy.
What do you want?
I left my wallet at home.
Yeah?
And I need to know what your movements are today because I'll send Lucy back to get it.
I'm going out for a ride now.
Where are you right now?
I'm driving to Eltham.
When will you be back? I have to get a plane. I need my wallet.
Right.
So when will you be back from the ride?
I don't know. I was going to check it. Meeting Frank.
Oh, my God.
I was going for a long ride.
All right. I'm going to go because you're not helping me. You're being very unhelpful. Goodbye. Well, there you go. There's an insight into my marriage, guys.
Oh,
it's going for a ride.
Let's unpack that just one by one. No, let's not.
Doesn't care.
It's all good.
Doesn't care.
It's all good.
We talked about sausages.
Did we talk about sausages?
That was
Jeez,
fun.
We gave it some.
Didn't we just? If you didn't, don't catch on, there's a whole segment about dicks, basically.
Mm. Cheesy sausage. That's all you need to know.
And Kanye West lost his mind. We covered that too. Again.
Oh, my God.
For the third time.
I just wonder whether he's just not scamming us all and just becoming the greatest publicity machine in the world for his forthcoming album.
He could just be an idiot savant. You never know.
Yeah, true.
Thank you so much for podcasting. We'll catch you guys. Hopefully, Ed will be back tomorrow. He's still got gastro, just Grant and I, but you'll enjoy it. It's good. It's fun. See ya.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready? Let's go.
Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed.
Good morning, you sexy jerks. Welcome to the show. Ed Cavalli off again. I mean, this is not great. He's lost a kidney out his bottom and... we actually got a text from him last night. He just wrote, rough going, didn't he, Grant?
Yeah, he did. And when a man as fit as that is finding it that hard to recover from the squirts, you know it's certainly a bad case. There's a lot of internal organs that are currently falling out into our sewer system.
You've just said exactly what I said in a different way. Were you listening at the start of the show or not?
I should turn my headphones up.
God. Look, we have a big show today, I have to say. We've got Will Anderson joining us. We have Julia Zamira joining us.
Yeah. Good fun.
We have Beat the Bomb. We have Alpha Bucks. And we have free fuel to give to every single caller.
What?
Yeah,
what?
Everyone who gets on the air today gets free fuel. Ugh. And as we know, petrol is ridiculous at the moment. Yeah. It's $10 a litre. Oh, and it's not $10 a litre.
Not really.
May
it's
as
not
well
factual.
Be, guys. Doesn't matter. You don't listen to this show for facts.
Everyone's talking about it. Mm-hmm. High fuel prices.
That's right.
I know it's not interesting, but it hits us, you know, where it hurts the most.
Oh, you were so sunrise
pocket.
Then. Did you just say hip pocket?
I've just got my pulse on the nation. I feel like I should be on AM with such wonderful, poignant statements like that.
Oh, my God. You did. We need a bingo. We need a bingo for him with all the sunrise terms you can
Number
roll
57,
out.
Number 57, your bleeping back brain's ready.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
But coming up next... I'm just going to throw a headline out there. And 131060, if you want to be a part of this conversation. Waratah Nick Phipps apologises for urinating on bar dressed as a cow.
Wow.
Could be contender for best headline so far. I read a headline that just excited me. Sometimes you read a headline and you're like, I don't know how that's ever going to be topped. And this is the first time I've really been interested in any sort of rugby, I'll be honest. I mean, legitimately. Wallaby halfback Nick Phipps apologises for urinating on the bar in Woollahra Hotel dressed as a cow.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, come on. Well done.
Nice work.
And he really picked a great suburb to do it in too, because I don't know that the people in Woollahra would be used to seeing a cow urinating on a bar. I mean, you go anywhere else, but he...
Feels like in this country, though, that there's no need to apologise for an act like that, more like cause for celebration.
Well, that's the thing. He was fined $4,000 and stripped of his role as New South Wales club captain. I know. And it was at the end of his Bucks day. Now let's have a little listen to Nick apologising.
I'm a goose. If I'm going to do the crime, I'll definitely pay the time. It's always been sort of my character. I'll stand up and accept the responsibility. I was a bloody idiot. So, it's one of those things I wanted to front straight away and get the apology out there.
First of all, you're not a goose, you're a cow.
Yep.
And I don't know if I'm going to do the crime, I would definitely pay the time, is the saying. But no. Good on you for having a crack, dog.
I think you've already done the crime.
And then that has always been my character. So he loves doing a bit of cow work, guys.
Yeah.
And
known for it for sure.
I will stand up and accept responsibility. There's just so many gags in this. I can't do it. But what I just love is that, you know, he says, I'm aware of my responsibilities as a role model. I'm a senior player. You know, I know that parents look up to me for their children. I'm like, this, I just feel like it's not that big a deal.
No.
I don't know. I think it's funny that he weed on a bar dressed as a cow. As long as he like cleaned up after himself, I think that's fine. As long as there was someone with a little baggy, as long as one of his teammates is there to do the pickup, I don't have a problem with it at all. And I think we all just need to relax a little bit. And I think, you know, he would be a fine captain for a rugby team.
Sounds like an average captain.
Didn't we once have a situation where a rugby player weed in a pot plant?
Yes.
Sounds familiar. There
was the bubbling incident that was just
the bubbling
caught on camera.
That's right. So clearly we have a wee issue within the rugby fraternity and they just need to be sat down and explained to what a toilet is.
Keep it in the trough. I think that's the problem really, isn't it?
Oh God. Well, you are a farmer with a herd, so I will give you the last word. Well done. Danya, obviously the biggest news story of the week is Kanye West's new song.
Whoopity scoop. Scoop dee dee whoop. Whoop dee scoop dee poop.
He just says it how it is.
Scoop dee whoop.
Whoopity dee scoop whoop poop. Poop dee dee whoop scoop. Poop.
Like,
just keeps going.
Scoop dee dee whoop.
What?
Whoop dee dee scoop. Whoop dee dee scoop poop.
We're obsessed.
My first question, is this a joke?
No.
Is it a real song?
Yes.
Is this some kind of crazy PR spin or he's just trying to drive up attention for a new album?
I think it's a deep statement on the state of affairs in America. I think he's gone meta. Yep, that's what I think.
He's talking about the hip pocket right there in that song, addressing all the issues.
Oh, my God.
What?
But he's also, you know what he's also doing? He's trying to go for the child market. He's going after the Wiggles.
Well, I know, because it sounds like something you'd see on Sesame Street.
Amazing. And kids love poo.
Well, kids love poo, but I don't know if they love Kanye. This is what my kids. I've played Poopity Scoop to both of my children just to see. Maybe I'm missing the point here. Maybe this is not targeted at me, this song. Maybe it's targeted at, you know, kids under seven. Mm. Let's have a listen.
Poopity Scoop.
Kanye is a weirdo. Kanye's crazy. It's kind of crazy. Kanye's weird. I don't understand this song. Are you quiet? I don't understand.
Oh, my God.
She shoots from the hip, little Scouty.
Oh, my God. I love Scouty. I need to hear that again. Play it again.
Poopity Scoop.
Kanye is a weirdo. Kanye's crazy. It's kind of crazy. Kanye's weird. I don't understand this song. Are you quiet? I don't understand.
Let's face it, Scouty only says what her big sister says and just copies it flat out.
It's good.
You know, she watches and learns. But I thought if you break down this song, you know, bar by bar, beat by beat, it's not that hard to do. In fact, I find it's so offensively simple, this new Poopity Scoop song, that even a 6-year-old can do it.
Scoopity poop, poopity whoop. Poopity scoop. Poopity scoop. Poopity. Poopity.
Poopity. This is
amazing.
Poopity.
That's like, great.
That's broadcast quality. They can top the charts right now. They're hitting that up in the clubs, like in the next 24 hours. That's DJ Jazzy Sailor hard at it on the turnstiles. But you know what? I can even better than that. This is how crazy this new
Please
song is.
Please tell me Scouty's done a version.
Scouty, do you want to give it a crack, doll? Scouty? All right, everybody. Kick back. Enjoy. Scouty Daniel.
That is so good.
Boopity Scoop as done by a 2-year-old.
Yes. Woo!
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed. Weekdays from 6 on Sydney's 104.1. Today FM.
Ed Cavalli out, still desperately fighting severe gastro. I don't mean to laugh.
He calls it shredding, though.
Shredding for TFXO.
He's really leaning up.
That laugh you hear belongs to our greatest living comedian, Will Anderson.
Oh, thanks very much for having me. I didn't realise that Cavalli was out with the squirts. Yeah,
bad.
Mm. Oh, like, really?
And I don't want to start any rumours, but apparently got it from Channel 10.
From Channel 10.
Yeah, so Tiff was filming the living room and then got it and then came home and gave it to Ed and then he got it. And then my manager was at Channel 10 with me last week and he also got it. So I think that there's some kind of super gastro bug floating around Channel 10. Well, I'll throw it over to you.
It'd be great. You know that old promo they used to do where everybody used to like put their finger forward and push the dot? They should do another one of those where they put the finger forward and they just pull the finger and see what happens. New at Channel 10. I mean, like... It turns out something's coming out of Ed Cavalli like the BBL rights went out of Channel 10. Just straight out, over to 7.
Jesus, good start, Dole.
I mean, what did he lick? Like, what did she lick over at Channel 10? Oh, you know what it is? They've probably had the cast from The Bachelor in Paradise in. They've come back home. They've popped into Channel 10. He's probably licked something that Jared or Kira's touched. That's what's happened there.
Oh, he's going to have to go get another test.
Family Feud brought to you by Zavirax tonight.
Yeah. We surveyed 100 people about the various STIs on this island and the top 5 that we came up with.
Oh, my God. Yeah, she's popping up for Raz McCanniston. It's all happening. Gruen Series 10 premieres tonight, 8:30 on ABC and iView. Cosby Comedy Night tonight for ABC and the only channel doing comedy, according to Kevin Bloody Wilson, which we'll get to. What have we got in store tonight?
Good show tonight, actually. First one back for the brand new season. So if you don't like cooking shows and dancing shows and singing shows.
And dating shows.
There's a show on the ABC.
I'd like to see the three of you attempt all of those things in one episode. That would be amazing.
Oh, yeah, I would love that too. Like, in fact, I'd love to do the show Gruen in Paradise. Like, get us on an island. Let's get Osher involved in hosting it every now and again.
Yeah,
and let's
just
see which of us hook up. Like, that'd be great. Wouldn't it be great? If the unlikely couple, like...
Todd and Russell.
I can't really remember what the names of the ones on The Bachelor of Paradise are, but there was that guy with that horrible front mullet, Sam, I think his name was.
Oh, he got engaged, though.
Right. And I know.
His hair looks like baklava.
So she's really nice, the girl he got engaged to. I was like... Because my girlfriend and I were doing that thing that you do when those shows come on, where you're like, if you had to, which one of these people would you hook up with, right?
Not the magician doll, not Apollo, the shiny magician.
Oh, we sat there. Like, you know, never has a game, because we both were like, no, we both have to pick somebody that we would hook up with. And we're both going, please be an intruder. Please send another person in. I can't lock in any of these people. But I actually thought the girl that he ended up with, she was the best of the lot, I thought. And
lovely.
Really lovely, really fun. Yeah. And so the thing was that I'd love to see an unlikely romance like that on our show. Todd and Russell on the island, finally hooking up together.
Hashing it up in a spa.
Fantastic.
Oh, I mean,
Todd's got a t-shirt on just with I love Russell. It'll be fantastic.
Drunk on daiquiris.
I'd love to see Russell actually replace the baldness with maybe one of that Sam-style front mullets.
Definitely. The little, so realistic.
I mean,
just
bang
comb
one
the
of
beard
those
up over his head. you're targeting the bane of my life is when you finally lock onto a great song that you love and it's kind of like the anthem for your life at the moment and then a commercial steals it and ruins it for ever.
Is that the bane of your life, Jenya? Is that the bane of your life?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hate it when your favourite songs get ruined by commercials.
It's an insight into how easy his life is, if that's the bane. Though, I will say
that's what I was going to say.
Good life you're living there, my friend GD. But here's what I would say about that. You're absolutely right. There's this NRMA ad on at the moment that's got Throw Your Arms Around Me. Have you seen this one?
Oh, every person who graduated high school in the late 90s played that song. That was our song. That was, it was a classic.
One of the greatest of all songs. But it turns out the NRMA, when they're making this insurance ad, haven't actually Googled what that song might be about, because it's about a torrid, passionate sort of love affair. You know, when it says, I'll kiss you in four places, that's not meant to be home, the office, you know, on holidays and on the island. That's four places on your body. And they seem to have misinterpreted this. And there's this one particular scene that we show tonight where they have the lyric, I will squeeze the life right out of you. And it's a fireman holding a koala in a bushfire. And it really looks like he's just taken it out into the middle of the bush to murder it. That's basically what it looks like.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, I have all that to look forward to. But before you go, front page, breaking news today, big story for the Daily Telegraph, and well done to all the journos there. Expect the Walkleys to be calling at any moment. Political correctness is killing Australian comedy. And are you feeling like this is the case, Will Anderson?
Yeah, it's so true. Yeah. I personally was murdered by political correctness myself, and it's a real miracle I made it in this morning. The PC police arrested me on the way in. Look,
don't they just follow you around? Oh, the PC police.
Well, I mean, let's not get into police following me around. It's a little closer to the truth than we all need.
Sorry about that.
But I don't think they were the PC police. I think they were just PCs. I was arrested in Wagga by the PC police.
Aww.
They were like, you're being too politically incorrect on this plane. We're going to lock you up.
Is that what happened?
It's interesting.
You tried to tell her your mum joke and they were waiting for you at the other end. Is that what happened?
I think what happens, Em, is this, that comedy is very reflective of its times. Like, comedy works at its best when it is an indication of the times in which it lives.
But it's relevant, you mean.
Right. It's relevant, but it is... It's reflective of those times. In the same ways you can go back and watch some of the all-time greats. Like, you can go watch a Lenny Bruce or whatever, and it doesn't feel like today's comedy in any way, because comedy has changed as society has changed.
Yes.
And in the same way as, like, if you went back and watched Eddie Murphy's Raw or Delirious, which at the time were two of the greatest stand-up specials of all time, now half of them are essentially hate speech. Like, you know, somebody can get up and, get up and do a lot of that stuff at a rally with a hood on, and you'd be like, okay, well, he's making some compelling points. So I better get my tiki torch. So,
you know, it's true.
One of the lines I loved in this, and don't get me wrong, I grew up listening to, like, in the country, I mean, listening to people like The 12th Man and, you know, Rodney Rood and, you know, Kevin Bloody Wilson. And don't get me wrong, still to this day, every time I hear the refrain of Rootin' in the Back of the Ute, I'm like, well, that's timeless. And if the PC police want to kill Rootin' in the Back of the Ute, then, well, they have gone too far.
Then arrest me in Wagga and throw away the key.
Exactly. I will go to prison fighting for the right for people to not only root in the back of the ute, but sing about it proudly with a key change. Come on, you love a key change, Em. You love
a
key change.
I love several, Joel. Don't you even hit me in my sweet spot.
That second time when he goes up, Rootin' in the Back of the Ute. Oh, it's a classic.
It's Whitney
unofficial Australian national anthem.
Ruin Series 10 back tonight, 8:30 on ABC and iView. Anytime, Will Anderson. Thank you
My
so
pleasure.
Much.
I'm not going to look at anything.
What we're talking about now, and look, 1360, we are giving away free fuel to every caller that gets through. What do you want to trademark? Have you got an idea that you're like, mate, this is it? Because everyone's got that one little idea in the back of their mind that if they
can make
bothered,
a millionaire.
Yeah. Because I know you are really fired up about someone trademarking.
Oh.
Something that, you know, you've always... Well, I want to hear why you are so fired up, actually.
One of Australia's greatest ever celebratory trends has now been registered and trademarked. And I can't believe it. Have you heard of the term the shooey?
I think I have.
So the shooey is the art of drinking either a beer or a champagne, sometimes on a sporting podium, out of a dirty, smelly shoe
to a
cheering crowd. Oh, of course.
Or is a tinier in my mouth?
It's the highest mark of culture in this country,
These are the things I think of. Like, I saw guys drinking out of dirty shoes. Like, I saw this thing. And then straight away my mind goes to, oh, my God, foot fungus, skin,
it's the
toenails.
But and that's the double jeopardy of it all. It's like Russian roulette, just with your mates.
So this is a car racing thing, though, isn't it?
No, it started, where it did start, it has started in this country and it's now gone massive around the world, which is why now Formula One worldwide have trademarked the shoey because they realise that the whole globe is going nuts for this trend and they want a financial piece of it, which I say, outrageous.
Are we going for a Grant rant right now?
Outrageous.
It's an Australian invention by, look, as far as I know, it's a bunch of dudes on the Gold Coast who surf and muck around and film it. They're surfing and fishing legends called the Mad Hueys. Have a listen.
Hey, Mr. Blackbeard, you don't mind if I do a quick shoey, do you?
Mate, go ahead, mate. That's what it's...
Lots of shenanigans. These guys are like best mates with Mick Fanning. They do travel the world surfing tour. They got a lot of high profile Aussie sportsman mates and they like to muck around and have a good time. They created it and then it kind of took off. So our Daniel Ricciardo, who is killing it in Formula One right now for Team Red Bull, when he's on a podium, he does this. Now, that clip, that bravo that you just heard was
Patrick, I was going to say, impersonate Super Mario? I'm so confused.
It was Patrick Stewart.
What?
Yeah, Patrick Stewart.
Spock? Is he Spock?
He was a Star Trek-y guy.
Star Trek?
He's Trekkie, but not Spock.
Oh, okay.
So Patrick Stewart was standing on the podium, like one of the classiest actors, you know, of our time, doing a shoey with Dan Ricciardo. So it's transcending, mate. It is transcending, and it's gone absolutely nuts. Here's something from Jimmy Fallon with Hugh Grant.
Right, one, two, three.
Not
just
the
chugging
worst
out
thing.
Of a shoe with Hugh Grant.
Not the worst thing Hugh Grant's put in his mouth.
I think it was the other way around.
Sus guys. Hashtag Divine Brown, never forget.
However, trademarking the shoey is a crime against awesomeness.
Really?
You can't put a price on that. You can't restrict such a great Aussie tradition that was invented in this fine country by the likes of the Mad Hueys and celebrated by Dan Ricciardo.
And
you can't register that.
Can you register?
It's like trademarking Christmas. That's like saying, nah, let's register doing the worm on a sticky dance floor in a nightclub. You can't put a price on that. You can't stop a good time.
You can't register just general dickhead behaviour either, can you? Like, can you trademark I'm an idiot and I'm drunk and I'm drinking out of a place of foot's been? I don't know if you can trademark that either. Guys, let's have a good hard look.
What's wrong with this country? So what have you trademarked? What million-dollar concept are you sitting on that is yet to see the light of day? We want to hear about it.
Or it could just be stupid. 131060, what would you like to see trademarked? You might have a saying. You might have an invention. You might have a product. We have free fuel to give away to every caller that gets on, so make it up on the spot, guys. Call now. We're talking about the fact that Grant's pretty fired up. The Formula One people want to trademark shoeys.
Have trademarked.
And what's a shoey again? Just quickly remind everyone.
Shoey is sculling a beer out of your shoe to the delight of the friends that you have around you in the audience.
I said
what
quickly.
Are we going to trademark next?
Okay, I said
rugby
quickly.
Players
you're
weighing
still
at a
going,
bar,
shh,
just as a cow?
No.
Oh, Lord.
You know I said quickly, and you didn't do it quickly. Mm. But what I want to point out is you did play a few examples, but you missed the greatest shoey of all time, and this is my favourite moment of any live musician, Shannon Knoll, on stage, shoey for Shannon.
A shoey for Shannon.
Yes. What was that? Sorry, what was that? What do you want?
A shoey for Shannon.
We also asked on 131060, what do you want to trademark? Free fuel for everyone. We're up to $1.50 a litre in Sydney. It's ridiculous. $100 petrol cash. Debbie and Grace Staines. Hello, Deb.
Hi, how are you guys?
What would you like to trademark?
So my friends from the States are here on holidays at the moment and they were telling me about this new challenge over there. So instead of the ice bucket challenge, it's called the Kentucky challenge. And they got me to join in the other day and basically they strapped me to a chair and my mouth has to stay open like one of those clowns, you know, and then heads move and you throw the balls into their mouth, but it was popcorn chicken instead.
Yes.
And they set a timer for 1 minute and see how many I can catch. It's just so bizarre.
I love that. That is such a... Quickly go and trademark that yesterday, Debs. Congratulations, you got $100 petrol cash, Debbie.
Oh, beautiful, well, thank you.
No worries. Don't forget we're doing that all throughout the rest of the show. We still have so much more to come. See you after this.
Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed at todayfm.com.au. Today FM's $100,000.
Beat the bomb.
Beat the bomb.
It sure is, and we are ready to get straight into it. I'd like to welcome Tara. Hi, Tara.
Good morning, Em. How are you?
Oh, good. Grant's here too.
Hi, Grant.
Best of luck. Go get him.
All right. Tara.
Oh, I'm nervous.
Good. Nervous. Good. You've got to be on your toes. Tara and Belrose, how much do you want?
Oh, hopefully a little bit more than 2K, but fingers crossed.
All right, we gave away that yesterday. The cash bomb has been loaded, and all you need to do is yell out stop before the bomb explodes. Do that and you'll take home the last cash amount revealed. But if the bomb beats you to it, then you know you walk away with donuts. Donuts.
I'd like donuts as well, but that's all right.
Now I want a donut, guys. Could someone get me a donut? Okay, here we go. You understand the rules, Tara?
Yes, I do. Thank you.
All right, here we go. Let's light the fuse.
Okay.
$500. $900. $1,400. $1,750. $1,900. $2,000.
Stop!
$2,000!
Yeah.
Amazing, well done!
Thank you, I'm so excited!
Do you want to hear where we could have gone?
Not really. Yeah, okay.
Too bad, Tara.
I don't blame you.
It makes good radio, we're doing it anyway.
$1,050. $2,100.
Oh, yes!
You nailed it!
Yes!
Good job, honey. You're well done. You weren't
greedy. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Enjoy that $2,000. Sydney man awarded world's best sausage.
Woo!
No.
Hang on.
No, I mean the pork. No, I mean hot beef. No. The ones you put in your mouth. Oh, dear God. No, no. Oh. I mean, no.
Yeah.
We'd like to welcome a butcher. Yes, that's where I was going. How dare you in your endo. I'd like to welcome the man who's been crowned the owner of the world's best pork sausage. Paul Brady, co-owner of Tender Gourmet Butchery. Hi, Paul. Congratulations.
Paul, great to have you with us.
Good morning, guys. How are we doing?
Oh, Paul, what an honour. You and your pork sausage took it out.
Oh, I know. How good is it?
Apparently very good.
Apparently world beating.
What makes your sausage so magnificent?
Yeah, how
man?
Did it win?
Oh, so thick and juicy and, you know, it
full of cheese. Yes, full of cheese, yes, I understand.
The cheese.
What do you put in it?
And, well, we put in provolone cheese and Italian truffles. And it's quite a nice balance. It's a rich sausage, and then you get that nice creamy provolone cheese come through at the end. It's absolutely beautiful. Well balanced.
Because good on you, man, and congratulations. But it's not the sausage. It's what you do with it, really, isn't it, that makes the difference, Paul? Wouldn't you agree? It's the personal touch.
Yeah, like anybody can get a recipe, but it's how you put the sausage together, and then it's obviously how you finish it. So, you know, it's and how it's cooked. So, it's
exactly.
Really good.
It is good. And what were some of the other flavors you're up against? I mean, this just gets crazy. People lose their mind.
Well, Yeah, well, that's the thing. We were up against the best sausage nations in the world, e.g. like Great Britain, Italy, Germany, you know, and France, countries like that, you know. So
yeah.
And being a third-generation butcher, your whole family's good on the sausage.
Oh, that's it. They love it. I love it, yeah. Now, sausages have been in our family. I'm actually cooking sausages right now. That's how passionate I am about sausages. Yes.
You're cooking them at 7:16 a.m.?
Why not?
Well, what's your personal favourite sausage to eat? Or do you just what? How do
My
you love
personal,
them?
I like our truffle sausage, but what we do, I normally pan fry them, take them slow. You never prick a sausage. You'll lose all the good ingredients out of the sausage. So never prick a sausage. Cook them on a medium heat and turn them regularly. That is the golden rule.
That way
you can't stuff them up.
Don't prick. I'm making the mistake of pricking like a madman.
I take to them with a fork and just really stab them.
No, you lose all the good stuff.
Oh, that is amazing.
What about your cheese work?
No, a good sausage should be, you know what I mean, not too fatty, a bit moist. Not too dry, not too salty, and come on, all shapes and sizes.
Come
but that's how it should be.
Paul, are you setting me up?
Moist
like,
and moist
not too
and
salty.
Salty sausage.
Cheese, not
with
too
a little bit of nacho cheese just coming out the
end. Oh my God! All right, Grant, you need to take him there.
You've won an award for your nacho cheese sausage. Tell me how that one works.
That one is our Mexican sausage. So we've got sour cream, jalapenos, guacamole, and Mexican beans,
A
little bit of tasty cheese.
That is delicious. Yeah. Well, congratulations. This is a great honour for a Sydney man to be awarded world's best sausage. And 131060, we want to throw it out there. How do you like your sausage?
What we have learned is it's all in the hands.
How do you like your sausage? We have free fuel vouchers.
Free fuel.
To give away to every single person that gets through. And also, we have a sausage meat tray that Paul is giving us to give away to Best Caller. Get down to the Tender Gourmet Butchery. Where are you, Paul? Where can we find you?
We're at Macquarie Centre, right there in the middle of Macquarie Centre on level 3.
Fantastic. Well done. We're so proud of you. And we've got a sausage meat tray. Free fuel. Why wouldn't you call 131060? How do you like your sausage, Sydney? No, not that sausage. God help me.
A topic to get your mouth around.
Take your calls next. Right now, we are celebrating the fact that butcher Paul Brady, who's the co-owner of Tender Gourmet Butchery, a Sydney man, has been awarded the world's best sausage.
He waved his sausage around the world and it was voted the most wonderful.
It really was. His pork sausage, to be exact. And we wanted to know on 131060, how do you like your sausage, Sydney, for your chance to win a meat tray? And every single caller that gets through gets free fuel. Jared in Campbelltown, how do you like your sausage?
Morning.
Morning.
I like the good
do the voice, Jared. Jared, do the voice.
Sexy.
Go.
I like the garlic and herb.
Ooh. Oh, so you just like a simple sausage, Jared.
Yeah, it leaves a good taste.
Free fuel for you, Jared. Free fuel for Jared. Gina, how do you like your sausage?
I like mine barbecued with a bit of char on it.
Oh, yeah.
A bit of nice barbecue onions next to it.
Yes.
But not crusty.
No, one likes a crusty sausage.
No way.
Thank you, Gina.
A nice charcoal sausage.
Just let them say it. Bianca, do the voice.
I love a small shababi because they're small and spicy and pack a bit of punch.
Like me.
Yes. Bianca, free fuel for you. Renee and Amy Plains. Bringing us home on 131060, how do you like your sausage? Do the voice.
Hard as a rock, a bit on the burnt side.
Oh, yeah. Oh.
Free fuel for you, Renee, and a meat tray as well. I'm giving you a whole tray. Oh, thank God.
God, I need a cold shower after that.
Amazing. Thank you, everyone, for doing the voice too. That was my favourite part of my life.
You know who is a fighter? Carrie Bickmore. I don't know if you saw this last night, but it was absolutely amazing. Last night, there was a very special edition of the project to help launch Carrie's 2018 Beanies for Brain Cancer campaign. Mm-hmm. It was this magical night of Australian television. They had comedy and music and challenges and stunts and surprises. Mm. Like Tommy Little, for instance, took his clothes off and he bungee jumped naked.
He's doing a lot of that lately and I'm here for it, to be honest.
Thankfully, he had one of the beanies over his special areas so they could at least broadcast, which I don't think that's what they were designed for.
Okay.
At least he was nice and warm on a winter's night in Melbourne. But it was quite a very emotional episode, but so much to also celebrate because at the very end, the host revealed that they had raised a whopping $2.1 million.
Can we get to Carrie now, Tom?
And Carrie's now on the line.
Finally.
Oh, my God. What a night.
I guess what? When I went to bed last night, it was up over $3 million.
Oh, yes.
Are you joking, lady?
No. I'm honestly still in shock.
Since 2015, you've raised a total of 4.5. In one night, you've raised 3.
I know. Isn't it just like, it's just, I honestly just cannot believe it. It was the most incredible. Australians are so generous. Like, they really are. Like, I know there's so many different places you can spend your money, so many different charities you can support. And everyone's got a connection to something or another for their own personal reason. And to know that they would just open their wallets and their hearts, it was just... Oh, it was so, I haven't slept much because I'm just still, in a bit of shock, to be honest.
I can imagine. It was a roller coaster of emotions for so many reasons because there was so much fun in the show and everyone had a really good time. But there were also some really deeply emotional moments, like the faces of brain cancer, that part when you had Katie Noonan performing with all the wonderful humans that we've lost along the way with this tragic disease. Man.
And
it was really hard because, you know, obviously it's a really, really serious issue and it's a really devastating issue. There's not a lot of hope to be had, so there's certainly not a lot of fun to be had. But at the end of the day, people are going through brain cancer, families are going through brain cancer. They still laugh. They still have to, you know, they still live their life. And I think that was one of the women whose story we shared. You know, she's found all these beautiful things about life that she never knew before she had brain cancer. It's given her a completely different perspective on her life. And she was so strong in wanting to send that message and not be a depressing piece for things we did on her that we really tried to make sure there was the right balance between, conveying the horrible real stats, conveying the absolute devastation, but also celebrating life and having a laugh. And also there's this huge $100 million fund that the government set up, and all the researchers I speak to are saying there's finally hope in this area, and we wanted to convey that hope. You know, we're heading in the right direction finally after so many 30 years of survival rates not changing, and we're finally heading in the right direction. So there was a lot to celebrate as well. So yeah, it was certainly, the project's known for being a roller coaster ride of emotions, and last time it was at its peak.
Well, there was the peak for me was Steve Price attempting stand-up comedy.
What did you think? What do you give him?
Oh, look, what do I know, really?
Describe it as attempted.
I don't know a thing, but I do have a little example because someone on this show was mentioned within the routine. Let's have a listen.
I've worked on the project now for a long time and I prefer it much more than my previous job as Grant Denyer's body double over there at Family.
Well, that's a bigger laugh than he got live. Oh, no, it was good. It was great. And Carrie, you know, you've made this change. So don't forget that. Like, this has happened because, you know, you talk about researchers, now there's hope, but you've spearheaded this. So well done to you. And I know obviously it touched you personally with your husband, Greg. And, I just think you need to also take a moment today and celebrate yourself and what you've done, because I know that you often forget to do that.
I appreciate that. But I also know there's a whole lot of people that don't have the project behind them, don't have national TV, who are doing this hard work. And I know, you know, of course, you know, I've helped, but there are so many more people that have been advocating this space a lot longer than I have and that are really doing the hard ground work, the knocking on the doors and they're like trying to get, you know, money. And I know that, that they are the reason this change has happened as well. I know that Dustin, a father who lost his daughter, Chloe, who wrote a letter to the Prime Minister last year and said, please do something, you know. Mm. He's the reason the government set up this $100 million fund, you know. And it's everybody doing their bit. There's a whole lot of people, I think, that have found their voice and they're just like, you know what, we're not going away till something's done about this. And the really interesting thing is we've seen with other cancers, when you put money into research, over a 30-year period, the rates can change. The statistics can change. More people can survive. So it's not like you're throwing money in the air and hoping. We've seen it. We've seen what happens. So, you know, we just need to do it, and then we can save some lives.
Well, you're a good woman.
Kills more children in this country than any other disease, and I found that absolutely astonishing. So keep up the great work. Last night was amazing. You are a champion. Well done.
Thanks for your support, guys. Really appreciate it. And
you're welcome.
And it's available, so jump online now to Carrie's Beanies for Brain Cancer if you missed out last night and grab one.
That is the one, Carrie's Beanies for BrainCancer.com, and a special price for the one that was covering Tommy Little's penis.
Yeah, that was one of the boys' beanies.
Thanks, Gary.
Bye.
See ya. Get more of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed by downloading the Today FM app.
When Mimi falls apart, you easy. When Tay Tay gets in a fight with Kanye. When you click on Justin Bieber's dick pic, that's entertainment.
Well, we are now in dire need, Grant, of a Kanye West special edition.
Oh, no. I feel like this story's unravelling so fast.
This is hectic. Plus, just celebrating his new single that we cannot get enough of. Kanye West has just finished a TMZ Live. Now, if you don't know, TMZ is like this hectic gossip news site in the States. They're often the ones who are filming celebrities with their eyes closed saying they're drunk or they've forgot to pop undies on and there's a pap there from TMZ to take the shot.
If there's ever cameras outside a nightclub or they're the ones when you get door stopped outside like the airport as an A-list celeb, they're the ones doing it.
Yeah, TMZ. So, of course, that makes sense that Kanye rang them and asked if he could come on and do a live chat with them. And he sat down, and to say the word explosive would be an understatement. Kanye flat out lost his mind. He opened with yelling at the newsroom. So he stood up and he turned around because there's been rumors that Kanye has an opioid addiction, strong painkillers. And he turned around, put his back to the camera, he addressed all the newsreaders at TMZ and all the researchers and yelled this.
2 days before I was in the hospital, I was addicted to opioids. I had plastic surgery because I was trying to look good for y'all. I got liposuction because I didn't want y'all to call me fat like y'all called Rob at the wedding and made him fly home before me and Kim got married. We are drugged out. We are following other people's opinions. We are controlled by the media.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So he's let him in their own workplace. He let it rip.
Yeah, he did. Referring to, of course, Kim's brother, Rob Kardashian, who was called fat publicly and was too embarrassed to be seen at the wedding, which is really sad. He then just flat out admitted his love for the big red one.
I just love Trump. That's my boy. Like, you know, it's like so many rappers. You look at a video of Snoop Dogg loving Trump, but then he get in the office and I don't love him. Like, Trump is one of rap's favorite people, right?
Is he?
What?
Is he one of rap's favorite people, Kanye?
Who else is saying that?
I don't know.
No one but you.
I think so. And then this is the one that is going to cause some headlines. He suggested that for black people, slavery was maybe a choice.
When you hear about slavery for 400 years, for 400 years, that sounds like a choice. Like, you was there for 400 years and it's all of y'all? You know, like, it's like we're mentally in prison. I like the word prison because slavery goes too direct to the idea of blacks. It's like slavery, Holocaust Jews. So prison is something that unites us as one race, blacks and whites being one race, that we're one, we're the human race.
I don't even understand what happened at the end there. And then one of the TMZ reporters came storming around when he heard Kanye say that and suggest that about slavery. And then he went Kanye.
While you are making music and being an artist, we have to deal with the marginalization that has come from the 400 years of slavery that you said for our people was a choice. Frankly, I'm disappointed. I am unbelievably hurt by the fact that you have morphed into something, to me, that's not real.
Bro, I'm sorry you I hurt you.
Wow. I know.
Giving it back.
So that's just, like, there's a whole lot that's going to come out. You're going to be hearing a lot of Kanye today, whether you like it or not. And, look, yeah, sure, we love PBD Scoop here, but what we love more is your daughter's Scap Denya's remix. Let's have it. So much better than Kanye.
That's entertainment.
Forget the alphabet. We're all about Alpha Bucks. When tension builds, take a deep breath and reach for Rescue Remedy. Use only as directed.
Love that Rescue Remedy. Of course, you're not only in your chance to win $10,000, there's also free fuel for Tamara and Quakers Hill. Hello.
Oh, stop it. You guys picked me. Holy Jesus. Hello. Good morning. Oh, my God. Let me just wet my whistle. Sorry, I'm just drinking some water. Oh, my God. Good morning, guys. Look, I'm ready for this, guys.
Is that Kim Day Knight on the phone? What is going on?
How excited are you that you've actually made it through? Are you going to be able to do this? Have you wet your whistle? Are you good? Is the mouth moving okay?
Yeah, the whistle is wet. Look, I play the app every day, so I'm a bit of a professional. But look, I've just jinxed myself, so why'd I say that? Oh my God.
Well, if you're good at it, we can win some cash. Which you do what with?
Reggio's due, heaven forbid. We'll be getting Reggio, which is due in a couple of days. And my little boy has spina bifida, so I need to get him a new mattress. So, all aboard, guys.
Okay, we're on board now.
Let's see if we can help. You've got 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with a letter L for love, Tamara. L. For each question you get right, you score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand. We must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. Tamara, your letter is L. Here we go.
Righty-o.
Name a type of flower.
Lavender.
A spice.
Pass.
A Sydney train station.
Lidcombe.
A clothing brand.
Pass.
Vegetable.
Leek.
TV show.
Pass.
Style of dance.
Pass.
A country.
London.
A biscuit.
A biscuit.
You're getting angry at myself. I would have said lattice biscuit slice. My mum makes that all the time.
Oh, yeah. No, it's not. Lady finger.
Hey, Tamara, how much is the mattress for your son?
Well, depends what my budget is, really.
Well, what?
But it just needs to be like an inner spring and a pillow top, all that fancy pantsy stuff.
Okay, well, we're going to buy you a mattress for your son.
Stop it!
Yeah, we can't have him not sleeping on the mattress, doll. Oh, honey.
Stop it.
You can't. Of course we're going to pay for a mattress for your son.
Oh, this is an emotional rollercoaster, guys.
the little guy's got to be comfortable, and we'd love to help out. So if we can get you over the line, then we're happy
to
do that.
Yeah, so you'll get 300 for you. You'll get $300 towards your rego. You get free fuel. We're giving you some free fuel for your car. And we're also going to make sure your son has a mattress, so we're going to cover that as well. Tamara?
Thank you, guys.
Oh, honey.
We bloody love you.
Don't you cry. Oh, cry. What's
you
your son's
name? Bloody legends.
Oh, bloody hell. What's your son's name?
Sorry, just went the whistle. His name's Mason, but we call him Mace. Hi, Mace, if you're watching. And Coco, his little brother, he'll get really jealous. He gets a bit envious sometimes. Coco, hi, Mace.
Mace and Coco.
I love you, bub.
You're the best. Well, enjoy the new mattress and, pay your rego. Put some
single
fuel in the car.
Single mum coming through. Woo, thanks, guys.
I love you. You just won Caller of the Year and we're only in May.
Oh, bless you, Tamara.
Thanks, honey.
You guys are the best. Bye.
Bye. Oh, my God. What a gorgeous human. What a human. I mean, seriously.
We do that every day.
She's hung up straight away. Tamara, call back, doll.
We need to get details.
Very good. Look, coming up next, we want to talk about the fact that Facebook are putting in a dislike button, which I'm all for. And we also want to ask you guys if you've had to ban a family member from your Facebook page because they just were going a little bit over the top. What I want to talk about now, though, is, and on 301060, have you had to... I want everyone to know that Grant's daughter has just walked in while he's live on air, and she's trying to have a conversation with him. And what's up, doll? What do you need, Sal? Are you okay?
What is it you want, Donna?
Oh, she's just saying bye.
She's saying
bye. Do you want to say goodbye to Sydney?
Do you want to say goodbye?
Say bye, Sydney.
You ready?
Bye bye.
Have a good day at school, Gorge.
Bye.
Say love you, everybody.
Love you.
Okay. Wow. Have a good day at school, Gorgeous. What do you got first? Do you know? Do you got some drawing? Got some little bit of painting? What do you got?
I don't know what's first.
Fair enough. All right. Well, I love that you didn't even care the dab was live on air. That's my topic, girl. Off you go to school.
Love you.
So what we're going to talk about in 131060, I love that you were going to try and continue on that guy on BBC when the daughter came in with the thumb.
That's exactly what it just felt like.
I know.
I thought my wife was going to crawl in like under the desk and then just sort of reef her by the leg just out of the room.
Fantastic. Nah, we don't care. We're not a slick show. If a kid comes in, we let him talk. Sometimes you post stuff on social media. Obviously, everyone sees it. But then mum or dad or auntie or sisters or brothers decide that they should comment publicly.
Yeah.
When they shouldn't. And what I'm loving now is Facebook is rolling out a trial of the dislike button.
Well, thumbs down is what it's being called. But it's, it officially mean dislike.
Yeah, 100%. You can thumbs down a comment. And I would, if I could go back and retrospectively do this over the last 10 years to everything my mother has ever written under my post, like I get a bit sweary in my post, and just underneath you'll see Jenny Rossiano, Emilia. I did not. So I had to block my mother.
Oh. Did you?
Yeah, my mum cannot access me on Facebook.
Your own mum?
Oh, mate, Jenny gets out of control. And then sometimes Jenny just gives me unsolicited, you know, like feedback or advice or critique.
Oh. Yeah.
I don't need that.
No. Mums do that.
Like, oh, that dress is a bit tight, Em.
Oh.
Like, really, Jen? Shut up.
Yeah. I remember being on Dancing with the Stars and winning and afterwards.
Sorry, what? Did you just slide that in?
Yeah.
Clang.
My mum goes, I thought, here we go. I'm going to finally, in her eyes, be very, very proud. She goes, I wouldn't have worn that shirt if I was you.
I love that.
I went, oh, God, Glennis.
I love that. Oh, Glennis.
Just get on. Glennis, get on board. Glennis. Just support your son, for crying out loud.
Glennis.
Go and see his shows.
Glennis Daniel would have some stories to tell about you, wouldn't she?
Oh, she's a funny lady.
Let's get Glennis on. Let's write a note down.
Oh, God.
Let's definitely get Glennis on. That would be amazing.
She loves a chat, old Glennis.
That's hard to believe because you're a shy, retiring flower that knows how to get to the point quickly. 131060, we want to do this. With the rollout of the dislike button, I'm pumped because I won't have to block my family members now. I can just really give them a big fat thumbs down. Have you had to block mum, dad, sister, cousin, friend? And it gets awkward because you're still friends with them in real life. Oh, my God, imagine if you could block them in real life. Holy moly.
It's called screening your calls.
It's called not showing up for 6 months. Oh, I don't think she's speaking to me at the moment. 1360, who have you had to block, a family member, and why? Best call and get ready. Free fuel. Free fuel to everyone who gets on board. I love that. To my husband, Scott, answer your goddamn phone. Mm. I left my wallet at home. Stop screening my calls. I'm not trying to get you on the radio.
How many times have you called now? Be 3 or 4 times?
Hey, like, blocked what if I was on fire? He didn't even answer. I've called the home phone. I've called my daughter's phone. I've called his phone. It's hard not to believe they're screening me, isn't it, guys?
Yes.
Your husband is hitting the dislike button on your life right now.
Pretty much. We are talking about how Facebook is rolling out the dislike button. Thumbs down on a comment you don't like. And I wish this had been around previously because I've had to block my mother off social media for just speaking her mind under posts that, you know, sometimes things need to be kept inside the family, not outside the family. We went on 131060. Have you had to block a family member? Sarah in St. Clair, you too had to block your mother.
Oh, my God, yes. I had to block my mum. She comments on everything. When she first got Facebook, right, she would start writing on her status what she thought was a personal inbox to me. So that was one thing I told her that. Then she starts liking everybody thinks, like, when my friend posts something and then I like it, then she gets on there and comments and says, oh, you're so beautiful. Like, to my random friends, like, he's like a friend of a friend of a friend. And I'm like, oh, my God, mum, you need to stop. Everyone's going to see you, blah, blah, blah. So then I ended up blocking her because she's commenting, like, on all these random people, like, people from work and stuff I don't even really know. I'm like, oh, my God. And then... so I had blocked her, then she made a new Facebook account and goes, no, you can add me, I don't have anyone on Facebook, no one can see anything, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, that's not what it means, oh my God.
I love that your mum has set up a new Facebook account because she thinks it was broken. No, ma'am, I just blocked you, doll. Holly, hello, Holly.
Hello, good morning, guys.
Who did you have to block on Facebook for your family?
My pop was going ballistic on my Facebook, right? Sharing links of animals, everything on my timeline, to the point where I had to block him because he was posting messages with the links that were meant to be private about surgery and stuff like that that he just didn't understand.
Oh, no.
I had to block him, and he called my dad, and he was like, I don't understand why I can't message her. I didn't understand the whole concept, so you didn't have to get it. Oh,
how old?
Ridiculous.
How old's Pop?
I think he's about 74. So it happened for about 2 years that I put up with it. And then one day I just went, I can't do this anymore. And he called my dad that night because, you know, trying to share about 10 things on my timeline.
I love that. Oh, Holly, free fuel for you. Also for Sarah, you get a fuel card to Monica, rounding us out at 13 10 60. Who'd you have to block from your family on social media?
My husband, actually.
Oh, wow.
That's a step closer than I thought. Why?
Oh, yeah. First time, actually, it happened twice. First time, actually, because he became friends with his ex-girlfriend. And that was the first time it happened. And then I unblocked him.
Yeah.
And then we had a massive fight. And I hated it that time, so I had to block him again. And then after that, he deleted everything and he said, I don't want to be friends with you on Facebook anymore.
So to this day, you're still not friends?
Yep, not friends anymore.
That's insane.
That is fantastic. Well done. That is the level of pettiness I aspire to in a marriage. Congratulations. Monica, free fuel for you. Also, free fuel for everyone who gets through today. Thanks for your calls. Julia Zemiro, welcome.
Hello, lovelies. That's a lovely introduction, Em.
Well,
thank
you know you are.
Thank you.
I've long time stalked you. You've been obsessed.
Lovely. It's a lovely top you're wearing, by the way.
Thanks.
Very nice.
It's just a hoodie, but you're easily pleased. Yours is
clearly
good too.
Clearly.
Now, home delivery returns tonight on Wednesday night, ABC, mate. Yeah.
I know. It's going off.
Bumper edition.
I know.
8 o'clock on ABC, obviously, and iView. And I was just looking down the guest list. Holy hell, Grant Daniel, did you see the guest list?
Yeah, it's pretty hectic. Louis Theroux.
Yes.
And Professor Brian Cox, one of
I
my
know.
Favourites.
They're You've very
got
posh.
On this, yeah.
They're very posh.
They're very posh. Louis Whoa. Theroux came to Australia a couple of years ago to do a talking tour around Australia, and he needed an interviewer, and I got the gig. It was incredible. Got to know him for a couple of weeks, and it wasn't just a normal question and answer show. We got him to rap in it using information from the audience. He did monologues from his book. We had so much fun. Anyway, yeah. Later, I sort of rang his agent and said, Anita, wondering if Louis would be up to do a home delivery. She said, well, he lives in America now. That's where he works, does his shows. He flew from America to London back home just to do our show. So it was so great. And, you know, he's very aware of the privileged background he had and really kind of puts it into perspective. And we took him back to his first concert location. So it was amazing.
Oh.
Who was it? What did he see?
Might have been The Clash. Might have been The Clash.
So obviously, if you don't know, and you should, home delivery takes notable people through their former lives and goes through their past and the places that mean things. Where would you have gone? Where's your first concert? Where would you have been
My
taken?
First concert would have been ABBA, SCG.
Wow.
Not the Thursday night where Frida slipped in the rain, but on the Friday night where there was no rain.
To be there on the Thursday.
And my dad had a little restaurant in Bondi Road. We lived above it in Sydney, and I went to a little French school around the corner. So I did all my education in French.
Oh, I love that. You should home deliver yourself.
Well, we talk about it sometimes. Well, obviously, it'd be the last episode. It's when
So, Julia. Well, Julia.
Well, I know. Well, you know, I might get Annabelle Crabb to do it because we did her for home delivery, and we might ask her, and maybe she could because she's, you know, but I think I'd cry. Don't you think?
Yeah.
Em, if I took you back to your little.
If you took me, I'm already crying thinking about it, guys.
Is that the ultimate goal for you as hosts, as you walk people through their past life?
Tears equals ticks, guys.
Exactly. If I get you to cry, I've nailed you.
Well, Grant, it's a funny old thing, isn't it? Because we live in an era now where that's all people seem to think they want to watch on telly. I never go in with that, ever. And I'm actually genuinely surprised. So we did Sam Neill in New Zealand, and he was so generous with stories that had happened to him and his past, and the tears came very early that day, and we just couldn't believe it. Kerry O'Brien got very emotional in his episode, did not expect that. So, yeah, I actually sort of go the other way and see what will happen, and yeah, we're rewarded by the incredible sort of stories and their memories as they walk through, especially
who surprised you the most?
Yeah. He surprised me the most. Well, Maggie Beer surprised me because I just thought.
Let's talk about Maggie Beer.
I thought she was Barossa Valley through and through.
Mm-hmm.
No, she is from the western suburbs of Sydney in Lakemba.
No!
Oh, wow. So we took her back there and she talked us through a suburb that has changed so much. And I think people will be quite surprised by that. And, you know, didn't get to finish school. I won't tell you the story because it's incredible. You know, and how this woman reinvents herself to become the person she is today is such a great story.
Wow. I was like, she just grew up posh eating poultry. I had no idea.
She's amazing. So good with the bird, isn't she?
So good with birds. Plunk, the things fry. She can shove up there and make tasty. You just never even see.
Turd ducking all over the shop.
Well, look, Julie Zemira's home delivery returns tonight, 8 o'clock on the ABC and iView. Also, of course, you're hosting Seven's new singing show, All Together Now.
I know.
How exciting.
I know, 100 judges.
I know.
I've got so many people to meet. There's going to be so many conversations.
Explain it briefly, because I saw the promo. It is massive, like a monstrously, hugely scaled show.
Well, Grant, you know what a big shiny floor show looks like, sounds like, feels like. And I guess part of me wanted to have a go at that and see if I could sort of work a room like that. 100 judges. It's got that real Celebrity Squares feel to it. That's what I'm quite excited about. And no long stories, everyone. No long journeys.
Just singing.
No journeys.
No journeys.
Won't be a journey to speak of.
I'm auditioning.
God.
Yes. Not a journey to be speak of. And I'm going to go into those amazing young people or older people who are going to come and sing and say, this is what auditioning's like.
Just
get some, you lose some. That's how it is. So here we go. Let's do it. The final two of each night play off to get to the final.
Great. It's speed dating for singers, and I love that. Julia Zemiro, welcome anytime. Don't forget to catch her tonight, 8 o'clock on the ABC. Thanks, lady.
Thank you, lovelies. Bye-bye.
Sometimes a news story comes across my desk, if I had one. And it just, and I wouldn't let them tell you about it, Grant, because this is extraordinary. If you didn't know Betty, you would think this was a sketch in a comedy show. It's so amazing. And we've brought Kizzy in, Kieran from the internet.
Good morning.
Kieran, the chief executive of Sainsbury's, was getting ready to announce a big merger deal with the other grocery giant, Asda.
Yes.
So what are they like?
So Sainsbury's is the second biggest supermarket, so you would say, but I would, in relation to Australia, Sainsbury's is like Woolworths. Jamie Oliver does their adverts.
Okay.
You know, it's very highbrow kind of supermarket.
Yeah, right.
And compared to Asda, which is like Coles, you know, prices are down, 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 down.
And those two are merging to become one super giant situation. Now, this man, he is paid $1.7 million a year to be the head of Sainsbury's. And I'm just trying to find his name. How's this whole thing? And he's not, Mr. Coop is all I've got here. Mr. Coop.
Mike Coop.
Mike Coop. And he also owns 1.2 million shares in Sainsbury's.
Worth so he's got a fair bit invested in this. Yep.
The merger's $11 billion, by the way.
Yeah. And what are they? They're expecting to make?
They'll make a saving at about $3.5 billion a year.
Mm. Okay. And remember that.
A $22 billion Australian deal in our money.
Yeah, so it's a lot of money going around.
Yeah.
A lot of money. And so this guy was about to have his big moment on ITV News.
Yes.
And he's sitting there, and unbeknownst to him, the mics were live and they were rolling.
Oh, no.
As the Sainsbury's CEO was sitting there about to announce this billion-dollar merger that he has $1.2 million shares invested in, this is what he was doing.
Winning money, that's kind of funny. Let's send it rolling along. We're in the money, the sky is sunny. Let's lend it, spend it, send it rolling along.
You are kidding me. Are you serious?
He was singing "Where in the Money." Oh, like, there's going to be people losing their jobs. There's like all this stuff's going on. There's two big, and this is what this guy was sitting there about to announce a multi-billion-dollar deal.
Just tapping his money clip on the desk as he sings, and he gave it some too.
Oh. I can't. I don't understand. I mean, honestly, I don't understand what he was thinking.
Does he not have a PR person sitting next to him and goes, "You know what? Terrible choice of songs. If you're going to sing, don't sing that one."
Any song, any other song would have done. Oh. I just feel it is. I can't. I couldn't believe this. When Kieran showed me this article yesterday, he's like, "Oh, you just might want to see this." I'm like, how is this not leading every news story everywhere? Just to remind you, he has just done a $12 billion deal and he's singing this on live television. Oh my God, brilliant.
Let's send it rolling.
While you experience this podcast of Today FM Breakfast with M, Grant and Ed in your ears, you could also experience premium living in Parramatta too. 8 Phillip Street is a world-class 55-story tower with 2 restaurants and a rooftop bar. Final apartments are now selling. Google 8 Phillip Street now.